Hi, this is CK Love, and you're listening to the Midlife on Fire podcast. It's sort of a adjunct. No, it's more than that. It supports and continues the conversation that began and continues in the anthology series Midlife on Fire. Volume 2 was put out just in December 2020, or 2022 rather, and the first one in December 2021. And so what it's about is talking about the stuff of midlife for women, and especially in the present, being 2023, at the beginning of 2023. And I learn at the end of as I'm marketing the and telling people about the anthologies and the volume 2 that just came out, I get people, women in midlife telling me that they didn't think that they had a story to tell. And when I asked them why, they said that they weren't living midlife on fire just yet. And that was really eye-opening for me, because midlife on fire to me, when and of course when Karen and I were discussing it, I don't know what she thought, but definitely my thought was that midlife on fire is about not shrinking in midlife, not taking whatever society has told you up to now that women should be doing in midlife. And so that's what midlife, what the on fire is about. The on fire is to recognize, or to Yeah, to recognize that you recognize that you don't have to live your midlife in silence or invisible. And that's what I mean by not living your midlife the way that society or our culture has told us to live it. So it means to me that if you read any of the stories in the Midlife on Fire anthology series, you will see that there are women telling stories about overcoming certain obstacles in their life, whether it is societal, familial, cultural, any kind of barriers. Like attitudes towards women after the age of 40, 45. And those attitudes are usually about our roles, especially because our society and our culture thinks that the roles of women are only as fertility, as giving birth and perpetuating the species, and that they're just cows in that way, farm animals, that that we were told that after our fertility years, we are abandoned, or we are we're told that we don't matter. And what we think doesn't matter. And I wanted to continue the discussion on the podcast, Midlife on Fire. So, to that end, I wanted to have not only the writers of the volumes of Midlife on Fire, Risky Business, Real Stories, Women Writers. But I wanted to invite my audience, all you listeners, to partake in telling stories. And so, what I would like to extend is an invitation for anyone listening that you can write a story, one or two or three pages, no more than three pages, that, about something that you would never really discuss with anybody else. And I would read it out on a segment called Midlife at Midnight. And you could be anonymous. So when I read it out, I don't have to use your name, but I could use a pseudonym. I can use, where you're from. I can use anything to identify something about you, but nothing like your name if you don't want it to be spoken. And I'd like to, yes, I'd like to read those out just so that you could partake in the Midlife on Fire discussion. But I don't think I finished my thought, and usually that's going to be the case when it's raw and off the cuff. I don't really finish thoughts. I sort of like think ahead, or I'm not thinking at all because, sometimes off the cuff means that I haven't really thought of what I wanted to say. But if you don't mind, I'll go back to that whole thing around living midlife on fire. And it's about, for me, it's about recognizing a moment where you told yourself that you could pursue that graduate degree, or you could pursue that career, or you could change your career, or that when the children left, there was a feeling that you had that was, I don't know, something around emptiness, or something around elation, or something around excitement, or something around being lost. Any of those feelings, you could talk about that. And being on fire is about being able to recognize that you're in a place that is beyond being your 20-year-old self or your 30-year-old self, because those are different times. 20s, you're coming out of high school, and you're coming out of school, and you're coming out of your family, and you haven't moved out of your family just yet, and you're still indoctrinated to a certain degree in what if you have a family that follows, doesn't have to be very closely, but follows the mores of our society, which are completely and utterly patriarchal. And that's in your 20s, and you're trying to do the right thing and be the good daughter and be the good and potentially worthy girlfriend, to be a fiance, and then to get married, and then to have kids. And if you haven't had kids by your 30s, you might be someone who is almost tormented by that idea that you haven't had your children in by your 30s, or you haven't been married, or you've gotten married but now, and you have kids, but now you in your 30s, you're trying to keep that going, and you're trying to do the right thing, and at the same time, you were getting a sense of trying to fulfill your own goals, career-wise especially. But if you're a stay-at-home mom, then your own goals around how to keep up, the work at home, and keep up the work with the kids, and teach them right, and that sort of thing. So that's in your 30s. But by the time you reach your 40s, you might be in a place where you're thinking that your life is not your own to a certain degree. Sure, you wanted to have kids earlier, but you do want to have your own thoughts and your own interests, and you do want to participate in life, outside of the home, and you do want to participate in the discussions, whether it's about politics or about art, or and you know, maybe some of you want to be creative and you haven't really pursued that, and so Midlife on Fire is about those realizations, is about the fire that gets underneath you when maybe you have an illness that that locks you into an idea that you haven't done something that you've always wanted to do, and you know that the attitudes in the society and the culture have kept you back from realizing, maybe kept you back realizing those dreams and those aspirations. Midlife on Fire. This podcast is for women like you, and for us to realize that we're not alone, and that the writers in both volumes of Midlife on Fire really wanted to share their stories in order to just tell you that you're not alone, and that we are in community. And I know that there are some generations, the generations after our midlife now, that there's more realization that we can be with women in community and not be competitive. And that women in community are about, at least I believe, and I've experienced, are about support. And so Midlife on Fire is the anthology series, especially, but also Midlife on Fire podcast is, you know, part of the GLOW project, the ladies, the glorious ladies of writing. And that, you know, our, the collective, you know, the mandate of the GLOW project is to amplify and support and elevate women in midlife so we can put our voices out there. So the podcast is about putting your voice out there. So if you want to partake in it, please go to the website, and I will make sure that the website is on the profile, the podcast profile, as well as go to Small Press, and you'll find Midlife on Fire there and the podcast there. Thanks for listening. And I'm going to sign off right now. That was Off the Cuff with CK Love, Midlife on Fire. Go and be a badass. Now I'm electric coffee.